Pendengar sekalian, ekonomi Australia melambat pada tahun 2015. Sebegitu banyaknya perlambatan itu sehingga menyebabkan suku bunga resmi diturunkan 2 kali selama setahun. Sementara sebagian besar dunia mengalami hal serupa, Amerika Serikat menaikkan suku bunga mereka, dan itu merupakan tindakan yang akan menjadi pendorong utama ekonomi global di tahun yang baru. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Ekonomi global mengalami serangkaian peristiwa yang berpotensi menggoyangkan pasar, sebagian besar dari peristiwa itu terjadi di Eropa dan sekitarnya. Peristiwa penyerangan yang mematikan di Paris, perang di Suriah, negosiasi utang Yunani, dan bahkan krisis kemanusiaan Eropa berkapasitas mengganggu pasar. Namun apa yang mengejutkan para investor adalah China, saat Shanghai Composite Index jatuh pada bulan Juni di tengah kekhawatiran akan terjadi perekonomian yang sulit. Kepala ekonom dari UBS, Scott Haslam, mengatakan ia mengharapkan pertumbuhan ekonomi China melambat menjadi 6% pada tahun 2016 sebagai pergeseran fokus dari produksi ke jasa.
Well, I think the issue for Australia is most of what we currently sell to China feeds into their production side of their economy, the industrial side, the housing. So even if China does a little bit better, it's most likely because the services side of their economy is doing better. So I think for Australia, we are facing the challenge of the large part of the world which we send most of our exports to, the emerging markets and Asia, still slowing down over the course of the next year. So that's going to be a headwind for Australia.
Peristiwa terbesar tahun ini yang terjadi di sepanjang Pasifik di Amerika Serikat adalah ketika Federal Reserve akhirnya menaikkan suku bunga resmi untuk pertama kalinya dalam hampir 1 dekade. Shane Oliver dari AMB Capital mengatakan itu adalah hal yang baik setelah global financial crisis pada tahun-tahun sebelumnya.
I guess if we think back to the dim dark days of the GFC, that started in the US. The US economy fell off the cliff literally. There is a real risk it could have had a rerun of the Great Depression. Fortunately, the Federal Reserve jumped in, took interest rates very quickly down to zero, and eventually pumped cash into their economy. So the fact that the US economy is now back on track, growing again, looking healthier, I think is a very positive sign globally. Because if the US economy, the world's biggest economy, is back on track, that's good for the global economy and that's all good for Australian economy.
Shane Oliver menambahkan bahwa suku bunga yang lebih tinggi di Amerika Serikat dapat menyebabkan penurunan nilai dolar Australia yang dapat mencapai 60 sen dolar Amerika Serikat di tahun 2016. Namun ia mengatakan bahwa secara menyeluruh telah terjadi penyeimbangan kembali ekonomi di Australia.
The reality is the Australian economy has not had the recession that many feared that it would. A lot of people said, well, you've had the biggest mining boom in your history, that's now over, you're going to have a recession, get used to it. We haven't had that. Why? Because the economy is rebalanced. The New South Wales and Victorian economies going great guns, falling unemployment at a time when the WA economy is struggling. That reflects the rebalancing of the economy. Housing, retailing, tourism, higher education, even manufacturing to some degree, springing back to life after several almost dead years, and that's helped the economy rebalance. Trouble is, when you average it all out, it's not enough to get us back to that 3% sort of growth rate we're used to.
Scott Haslam dari UBS mengatakan akibatnya kemungkinan besar Reserve Bank akan mempertahankan suku bunga resminya.
We think interest rates in Australia are more likely to remain on hold through the course of next year. And that's because whilst we're not riding up the economy too much, we don't think there's a likelihood near term that the economy is going to slip into a recession.
Rick Spooner dari CMC Markets mengatakan, dengan tidak adanya perubahan dalam suku bunga, maka pasar saham akan mendapat dukungan selama tahun 2016.
I'm tipping the index to be up about 8% to around 5,600. By the end of the year, low interest rates are going to continue to support valuations. A weaker Aussie dollar and improving jobs market, I think, will provide support for industries like tourism, manufacturing, consumer spending. I think we'll also see ongoing merger and acquisition activity.
Pendengar, demikian tadi laporan singkat tentang ekonomi Australia di tahun 2016 mendatang.